Hello, welcome to episode one of Cool Story Bro. With me, my name's Tom Walker, your host. This is my very first podcast I'm ever doing. And what I'm going to be covering is mainly football, or soccer, as Americans call it. And other sports as well. And a few other bits, but we'll get into that. But yeah, what I want to talk about is how this year's gone in football, i.e. the Premier League, the Championship, League One, League Two, National League. But right now, we'll just jump straight into it, jump straight into the FA Cup final, and Leicester's win, first win. So, they did it. What a fantastic result for them, what a fantastic result for the club, the fans, obviously, you know, the owner coming down to the pitch at the end. I thought that was brilliant. I think what a fantastically run football club that is. You know, when they won the title in 2016, it took us all by surprise. And for then only this, you know, they've kicked on. Brendan Rodgers come in, and what a fantastic job he's done as well. You know, working in Waitrose at 20 years old. Then he's doing his badges at Chelsea, and, you know, goes up to Scotland, manages Celtic, wins a triple in his first year. And, you know, come to the Premier League, and he was questioned about whether or not he'd be good enough for the job. And I think it's fair to say he's answering that now. Like I said, winning the cup final, which I thought they performed excellent. Defended well, shut Chelsea out. Obviously, since Tuchel took over at Chelsea, they haven't been really scoring a lot of goals, but they've been defending, and defending really well. But yeah, the goal from Tielemans, what a cup final goal. That is a cup final goal. Fantastic. You know, Jamie Vardy as well. Let's give Jamie a mention. You know, played in every round, the preliminary rounds, every round. So, you know, massive props to him. Shame we didn't get a goal. I think, you know, as a neutral, it would have been nice to see. But what a player. What a player. Should he go to the Euros? I think we will be talking about that. But yeah, well, Leicester, wow. You know, will they be challenging next year? Why not? It'd be certainly challenging for the top four. Definitely getting the top six. You know, but, and the question is also, are they a top four side now? They're definitely a top six team, the way they've been going about the business the last couple of years. Do they need signings? Who are they going to bring in? Are they going to bring any players in where they need to strengthen? Maybe, I mean, Iheanacho's, you know, had a fantastic end to the season. Obviously, Jamie Vardy's getting on, so would they sort of maybe think about a replacement? And what about at the back as well? You know, where's Morgan? How long's he got left? You know, will anybody come in for Kasper Schmeichel? What, you know, a couple of worldy saves in the final as well. And, you know, what a fantastic keeper he is. But yeah, and speaking of next season in the Premier League, you know, who's going to, is any teams going to surprise us, disappoint us? You know, and who's going to come up? Obviously, the playoff final. He's coming up. Obviously, Bournemouth at an advantage. I think Bournemouth should do it, to be fair. I think Bournemouth has sort of got the experience. You know, they've gone up before. They know what they've got to do. And then there's Swansea as well. You know, Swansea-Barnsley. Well, both clubs are 1-0 up. It's not over yet. It's not over for Barnsley. But Swansea do it, I mean, only time will tell. I think they probably will. I'd expect, you know, in the second leg of the Bournemouth Brentford game, I expect Brentford to come back. You know, Ivan Toney, obviously, what a fantastic season he's had in the Championship. You know, over 30 goals is a record. And with a big team come in for him, you know, who knows? I probably think that's going to happen. Whether it be one of the big boys, I'm not sure. Whether it be mid-table, maybe even Arsenal. I mean, I'm an Arsenal fan, So can we come in for him? I mean, why not? Give him a chance, but... this season, then I think he will be off, definitely, next summer. And then, I think, who else? Wolves. I think Wolves are disappointing me this year. Obviously not performing at the heights they did last year. I know they had that awful injury to Raul Jimenez, which was unfortunate in the Arsenal game, and that clashed with heads with David Luiz. And, you know, that was horrific. But, you know, apparently he's getting back to full health and he's doing all these sorts of tests. And there's talk about maybe him getting in a game or so before the season's over. I personally don't think it's a good idea. Just save him till next year. And then there's talk about getting into this quality Euros for Portugal. I'd give him the summer off. I mean, he probably would want to play if he could. If he's given the all clear, he'd definitely want to play. I think you've got to think of his health. I think first and foremost, that's what matters. I think Wolves, they should come back next year. I don't think they get relegated. They're too good a squad to get relegated. Obviously, the manager, great manager, what he's done for that club. They've been disappointing. You know, Sheffield United, good season last season, not so great, relegated this season. It's a shame. They're bounced back. You know, they have a good squad. I'm sure they will bounce back. And there's West Ham. I think they've surprised everybody. Obviously, they've dropped off, you know, these last 5, 6, 7 games. But still a great season for them. I think what David Moyes has done is absolutely superb job. And Lingard, since he's been on loan there since January, he's showing us what he will know he could do. And he got himself back into the England squad a few months ago, performed really well. Fair play to him as well. Everton, yeah, they started off well. They've really dropped off the boil. They've got a terrible home record this season. Better away record, beat us at the Emirates. You could say it was a bit of a fluke, you know, Leno blunder. But Everton, I think they'll come back. You know, Ancelotti,
what a fan, you know, sort of just stones that we sort of knew he could be. He's had a few mistakes here and there, but every player does, you know, in a game. He's been consistent. Luke Shaw, what is probably his best season at United, I think. I think he would definitely be in Gareth's squad. He should be starter, possibly either him or Chilwell, maybe. They'll be fighting for that, I think. I think with Liverpool, I think Trent should go. I don't think he should be dropped again. I think this last, you know, since he's been dropped, since the last international break, I think he's shown his quality. He's improved slightly defensively. Obviously, going forward, whip a ball in. You know, he's no doubt he can pick a pass, and you know what his ability is. He's a top quality player, so. who's he going to pick? Obviously, you've got your goalkeepers. I personally like to see him give someone else a chance. Probably Nick Pope. I know he started in the last international friendlies. I know he had a couple of hesitant moments, but he's still a good goalkeeper. He's still a top good goalkeeper, so I'll definitely take him. Not to speak whether I would or wouldn't. And then there's Pickford as well. I think I'd go with Pickford. You know, he'd really like Pickford. I think Pickford's a pretty good keeper. You know, obviously Everton. He seems to play him. And I think, as a squad as a whole, I think he's up for a bit of